constitutional sanction threshold and the non-anonymous insignificance. Because the hoaxsters and those who advocate for them, scared people and opportunists, are adamant and will grasp at straws to defend their hoax, one needs to be very careful when defining the criterion and very firm in applying it. The latter must carefully exclude groups of people whose death number, especially claimed to be from with COVID-19, can be manipulated and lied about. Thus, although these data must at once be rejected as unreliable for judging pandemics, because these numbers are attributed to anonymous insignificance, there is an intermediate group of visible personalities, entertainment stars, former government officials, and others known to the white public, as rare as their deaths also are, whose death may be manipulatively used as examples of purported non-anonymous, make-believe significance, who died from with COVID-19. This group we identify here as non-anonymous insignificance. The advocates of the COVID-19 pandemic cannot wait to produce these deaths, if there are any at all, as a counter-argument to the main no-significance death from with COVID-19 argument advanced herewith. One must be very careful not to allow such substitution of the numbers of deceased dignitaries, really protected from fraud, with deaths of visible personalities prone to manipulation. There is a strict threshold which must be honored when the manipulatable and non-manipulatable number when it comes to the death of a dignitary. This threshold was already mentioned but not emphasized. Thus, we must narrow the range of persons subject to analysis even further, in order to increase the reliability of the conclusion when using the no significance death from with COVID-19 criterion. In order to avoid this feeling of, quote, shifting pole posts, unquote, making the criterion as robust and clear as possible, immune, no pun intended, from manipulation, the, quote, no significance death from with COVID-19, unquote, criterion should be applied only to persons who have been granted a constitutional sanction which establishes the governmental function of the individual as the head of state or elected high governmental functionary, and so on. For such persons, the procedures of announcing whether they are alive or dead follow a very strict state protocol. Violating this protocol may lead to adversarial repercussions for the country, both internally and externally. That's why reports on such details are a matter of very high responsibility and state priority. The press, as manipulative as it is in all other cases, follows these responsibilities unconditionally. In opposition, news about celebrities at large, although they are also in the public eye, and that may falsely give the impression that the details of their deaths may not be manipulated, is not at all squeaky clean and responsible. The cause of their death may be manipulated at will, according to political needs. The whole life of such celebrities is wrought with gossip, hearsay, and innuendos. Therefore, any details about them, including cause of death, which, as a matter of fact, neither in 2020 nor in 2021, thankfully, also did not reach numbers exceeding the usual levels of death throughout the years to begin with, should not be deemed reliable in our analysis. While the details of such a person's death may be distorted to serve the mystification in favor of the COVID-19 pandemic, the official press dare not use the death of even the spouse of a monarch to even hint at a claim for such a cause. Even the manipulative media would not hint that such death may have anything to do with COVID-19. The celebrities and the persons who have lost their governmental sanction, although also widely known, are not real non-anonymous significance, that is, endowed with an active governmental role. And any media can lie publicly about those deaths at will. Therefore, one must be vigilant when various names of celebrities who have allegedly died from with COVID-19 are offered as counterexamples to the non-COVID-19 pandemic thesis expressed herewith. A random celebrity, although having impact on the masses, is not their lawful governor, and therefore does not fall within the realm of what we call here non-anonymous significance. Former politicians are also not fully qualifying as a significance under the used criterion. Their state responsibilities have already been removed, and irresponsibly lying about their status, including lying that they have died from with COVID-19, is fully possible. No one bears the responsibility for such misreporting. That fraudulent misreporting by the media has no potential to affect any national issues.